The Matinee Players present Not Quite Snow White.
A long time ago.
What, even before Madame Aries was born?
Now, don't be silly, that's impossible. This might be a fairy tale, but let's keep it realistic. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. A long time ago, in a dark and distant land, there was a forest that was home to a fabulous castle. This castle was luxurious and grand. All its furniture was from IKEA. It was home of the king and queen and their beautiful-ish daughter, Flo Blight. She was the plainest girl you ever did see, but by order of her parents, the nation had to revel in her beauty. The townsfolk were glum at this arduous task and soon left the forest to a simpler place, the local village. Manchesterinian in him. Not long after Flo Blight's 16th birthday, the Queen died suddenly. Some say it was MRSA, some say it was down to boredom from waiting for a train at Ashton. But the cause was much more plausible. It was from poison lip liner that a dirty old beggar woman had sold her. This wasn't any old beggar woman, but the most dirty, revolting, smelly old haggard, disgusting...
Okay, okay, we get the picture, it's me.
Anyway, this old woman was a master of disguise and could, with a bit of effort, quite a lot actually, transformed herself into a glamorous showbiz-type person, creature thing. Because her plan was to ensure the rich king for herself.
Ah, hark! I hear the cement mixer with my foundation. I shall look beautiful and steal the rich king for myself. After all, I can't shop at Primark forever.
The plan worked, and shortly after the wake, the evil old woman persuaded the king to marry her.
That was a bit quick, wasn't it?
That's poetic license.
You mean bad writing?
Hang on a minute, I wrote this, you bunch of amateurs.
Well, maybe I'd better take over. Oh, how great it is to be in this castle now that we're all wed. I can't wait to get old Kingy upstairs and into bed. Just took one flight and we're off for the night. I hope we don't fall out with that plain old Flo Blight.
But the evil new queen had not even foreseen what the future plight of her and her husband, a prince, an apple, and a plain old Flo Blight.
Tonight, tonight...
One afternoon in the castle, the Queen was looking into her magical looking glass. It should have gone to Specsavers because it always said she was beautiful.
Looking glass, in my hand. Who is the bestest in the land?
O Queen of Beauty, O Queen so grand, your milkshake brings all the boys in the land.
Oh, fab!
And after cringing on the badly written line, the looking glass was silent. But not for long. For the next time, the Queen ventured north with the same question.
Looking glass, in my hand. Who is the bestest in the land?
Why, Queenie, I'm sorry to say. No matter how much you bribe and pay, I cannot tell a lie, which is why I will probably fly. Flo Blight will take your stand as the bestest in the land.
With that, the evil, nasty Queen screeched.
No! Evil! Moo! I can't believe she's the bestest in the land. How could she beat me? The little venomous whippersnapper. She's a third my age, and when I say age, I mean the age I admit to, and that's a push at best, but how can this be?
After a while, the Queen stopped whinging and called for her faithful huntsman.
Oh, huntsman! Huntsman, where are you?
Here I am, just back from the forest. You have to be so careful these days. It's banned now, you know, in the forest.
What, hunting?
Yes, hunting. That's what I've been doing. Hunting. Must put that on my appeal.
Well, now you're here, please find me some pretense to get Flo Blight into the forest. Then I want her heart.
Queenie, I didn't think you were that way inclined.
I mean her heart, literally. Rib it out like you're Simon Cowell talking to a disillusioned singer.
Oh, please, don't make me. I can't be so cruel.
Oh, OK, then, like Danny Minogue.
OK, I'll accuse her of being gay, then deny it.
The Matinee would like to clarify that they are not accusing Danny Minogue of saying or doing anything improper, and they're just commenting on recent events.
When legal sportsport has finished, thank you. What I meant is for you to bring me back her beating heart. It's all I want. It's overwhelming me. It's the only way we can think of to put this song in.
Loving me.
forest, the huntsman was having second thoughts about killing Flo Black.
I just can't do it. I know, I'll nip to River Cottage. There's usually a heart or two lying around there, and use that to convince old Queenie. But she's been watching CSI Miami, so I must make sure I have some of Flo Blight's blood to convince her. Flo Blight, stand still. You'll feel a small prick.
Oh, my goodness. What have you done? My voice sounds like I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah, that makes sense. Off you go, Flo Blight, and you can never come back home.
Oh, no. How will I cope? I know I'll wander around the forest aimlessly until the writer comes up with a decent storyline.
And with that, Flo Blight set off wandering the forest, wondering what would happen or who she would meet.
Seven men with remarkably similar voices. Who are you?
I'm Bashful.
Doc. Doopy. Grumpy.
Happy.
Loopy.
And I'm... Sleazy.
Well, I hope you will look after me and not make me clean your house or whistle, because I can't stand either. I do like drinking wine and watching other people work, though.
With that, Flo Blight was led back to the Seven Dwarfs' secret hideout in the forest. It was really bad. It was really messy. No, I mean really, really messy. It was like the studio after the weekend wireless boys had been. Cups everywhere, chocolate wrappers on the floor. But worse, Flo Blight then suggested it might be easier for the guys to work if she whistled. In a non-copyright infringing way. Meanwhile, the evil queen was back at the castle.
Looking glass, in my hand. Who is the bestest in the land?
Sad to say, O evil one, but Flo Blight is still the greatest in the land. And your huntsman has betrayed you. And I can't make this rhyme.
With a scream, the queen smashed the mirror on the floor. So, with this terrible fate affecting the queen, she started to hatch her evil plan. She would go into the forest and pick a ripe-looking fruit. I mean, the sort that grows on trees, not the Castor Carjo Fall. Amateurs.
Aha! With this luscious apple, I shall trick young Flo Blight. She will now know that her future will be full of... blight. Who wrote this here, Flo! Please have this apple.
Oh, what a nice apple. I die.
Flo Blight went into a deep, deep sleep. A very deep sleep, the sort of sleep you go into when you listen to Elaine Page.
Well, we've just lost the EP forum. Better play something by her, otherwise we've lost all our audience.
Under no duress at all, I'd like to now play some Elaine Page. You can put that down now, I'm going to put it on. After the apple and the song, Blow Flight. You put Snow White in the script. After the apple and the song, Blow Flight was in a deep, deep, deep sleep. Nothing could ever wake her. The dwarfs, thinking she was dead, or very least listening to the Chris Whedon talk show, they put her in a glass coffin and placed her in the centre of the forest. It's a very sensible place to bung a dead body, isn't it? Completely coincidentally, there was a prince with a thing for sleeping women in glass coffins riding by. He said,
"Oh, woe is me. I like sleeping women in glass coffins, but where can I find one around here? I mean, it's not London, where they are 10 a penny, or not in a graveyard in Capri. Oh, woe is me."
"Oh, great, cheesy prince. Look here, there's a sleeping lady in a glass coffin, all waiting for you."
"Woo, woo! Just what I have been looking for."
With a swoosh of his tacky cloak, he jumped off the horse and wrenched open the glass coffin, pausing only to pop in a mint. He leant down and kissed her on the lips.
"Now I'll never sound like a normal person. How many do you smoke? Listen, I still sound like I'm a New Yorker."
"Sounds like a match made in heaven. I hear wedding bells."
And so, Flo Blight married the prince of dubious morals. The evil step queen ended up working on a musical theatre radio show in Tameside, 103.6 FM. And seven dwarves disbanded under the new political correctness regime. And they all lived happily ever.
Not quite Snow White starred Nathan Head as the narrator, Madame Aries as the evil old hag, Suko as Flo Blight, John Mercer as the mirror, Seb Lissandro as the prince, and James Dean as various other characters, especially Sleazy. Nicky French, Shirley Bassey, Elaine Page all played themselves. The panto was written by James Dean and directed by James Dean. Production was by James Dean. Editing and generally making people sound good was by James Dean. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Not Quite Snow White is a James Dean production for Tameside Radio. Next week, James Dean on James Dean.
This is Scott Bruton, and you're listening to The Matinee on Tameside Radio. Shabba.